Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. So, we saw in the first two Pesukim, the Gra explains, is referring to Shlomo HaMelech is speaking to two types of we'll call them Talmidei Chachamim. He's talking to two groups. One is the group of Lamedei Torah, whom also teach Torah. And the other group are those who are dayanim, and they actually paskin on cases, taking money from one person to the next. So the pasuk now, Pasuk Gimel says, so he warns, of course, the Shalmech warns that that's you're getting yourself into hot water. I mean, there's a mitzvah to do these things. There's a mitzvah to teach Torah, obviously. You're supposed to lumad amnas lamed, and there's a mitzvah for those who are ru'uyim to become dayanim. But so a danger involved with both, which is always the case. Added responsibility is a big schus, but it's an additional responsibility. So there's always that flip side that you got to stand up to the position that you're taking. And so therefore, the Gra explained the psukim to mean that you have to be careful when teaching Torah that the people are going to understand you correctly, so that they're not going to make a mistake in how they behave or act based on what they learn from you. And as far as the dying goes, you have to be careful to make sure you're passing right, because otherwise you're taking money from somebody incorrectly, and then you've mamished been trapped, so to say, into his hands, because you've taken out money from him shalei kedin. So now Pasuk Gimel, Asei Zois Eifoi Bini. So, do this, my son. We'll see what Eifa is like, a Lashon of. I don't know how to translate it, that's the truth, but I guess, perhaps, however, I don't know. V'hinotzeil, and be saved, kivasa v'kafra re'echa, because you've come into the palm of your friend. Lech hisrapesu rehav re'echa, go and... We'll see in the Gra how he translates his rapes. Let's just leave it open for now. Rahav re'echa, and really like be mavil your end. We'll see both this whole thing in the Gra. So he says, "Asei zeis eifai b'ni kolomar ma es lechoid oid," meaning what more should I do for you? Kevishinichnasta b'tzara hazois, since you've entered into this tzara. You've entered into this trouble. Ain lecha rak la'asasay. So there's no choice. You have nothing else but to do this. V'chein kol lashon eifa shebemikra, and that is every lashon of eifa that you find in psukim. Lecha eifa ma es ebni im basel yadchak davarzeh. It's like a b'di'eved. Eifa is like a b'di'eved. Right? You've gotten yourself into this already. So the only thing left to do is this. Asay zos eifa b'ni. If you're already holding there, this is where you are. So do this. He's about to tell us. V'hur neged ha'loimdim Torah. And here he's referring to the loimdim, those who learn Torah. V'hinatzel ki vasa v'kafre echa.
Here's
ha'melamdim Torah. Right, because before also he spoke about the loimdim Torah, but we saw that he really means those who are learning and teaching Torah. So, yeah, okay, it's a nice... A more comfortable gear says Malamdim. V'hinatel kivasa b'kafre echa. Hu neged ha'dayanim. This clause is neged ha'dayanim. L'chein amar shetira l'hinatzel. So therefore he says it's such a lashon that you should see to it to be saved. Kivasa b'yadre echa kanal. Because you've come into the hand of your friend, like we saw last week. K'loimah. Shetira l'hinatzel k'moy misha bo b'yad acher v'nilkad b'mitzuda. You should see to being saved the same way somebody would come into the hand of another person and be trapped, literally trapped in a trap. And you have to see to all the different possible ways of being saved. So too, you should see to it to be saved from his hand, since you've already come into his hand. So how do you do that? Lech hitrapes. Neged ha'dayanim, that's going on the dayanim again. Kloimar, I'm sorry, yeah, kloimar. How can you be saved from his hands? Hitrapes, hater pas yadcha. Like, open up the palm of your hand. Ve'od, and another shot, hitrapes, or more, hitrapes, kleimer, shetihye ke'askupa hanidreses. That you should be like a threshold that's trodden upon, right? Like a threshold of the door. People just trod right over it. They trample it, walk right over it. So you should be like that too, meaning, shalita'akev shumdin. I think it goes back on both ways of explaining the word hitrapes. If it's hater, if it's a notrikin of hater pas yadcha, it's like an acronym for those words. And same thing for the other meaning, which is becoming like an askupa hanidreset. So both of the idea of both of these things is not to hold back any din. And people should run to you. People who need a din, they'll run to you. They were learning. And they were available at all times, I guess. At the Kamesh Kasa Meister of Shimon Gamliel and Erek, so he brings Chazals. So here they bring. He brings on the bottom here. What's that? What were you saying? Rav Nosa Kavshitz, what?
Yeah, you
get
hold of him.
For Dine Torah or for Stam. Okay, so here we're speaking specifically about Bate Dinim. It's a very big problem even today. Some Bate Dinim, they have, it's kimat, it's actually a shita even by, I think, by some, that they'll pass, they'll hear the case, and then they'll let time pass. Stam. One of the svaras I heard from somebody that was on a base in for, like, said, you know, this way they feel like it's being looked into, and it's like psychological. But Lamai says there's the pashtus, it's mamish against halacha to hold back piskedinim. If you sit on a case, dayanim, you know, very, you got finished, give it. You're being mamish ma'ane people, mamish holding people, mamish causing suffering to both sides. The unknown is usually worse than the psak, even for the guy that lost. But or often that's the case. Nevertheless, that's, and then there's weights to get to. So the ma'isa, we see over here that you should let things run. Hater pasiyan, you should be kaskupa and dresses, that people are coming in all the time and you're passing all the time, and it's things are moving, huh?
It's
not
hater from what you would think. He's passing wrong. So the Gra says, initially says, so now passing more often. You think you're passing wrong, so stop passing.
No, he's warning you, make sure that you don't paskin wrong.
But why is it? It's like, you're paskin wrong, so now the only way to rectify what you did wrong is to now paskin all the time.
Right, so you're saying, how is this an eitzah for the problem?
Yeah.
In a chanami. I don't know. I don't know how this is an eitzah for the problem. The next pasuk I do understand, how it's an eitzah for the problem. The next pasuk is also going to be a continuation. But this problem, let's say.
I thought he was going somewhere else. Yeah.
I thought
he was headed in the direction of, like, so give guys from your own pocket, like open your own hand.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a tzarechin. I don't know. You know, unless the Iker Eitzah is the next pasuk, and this is just like an additional hurrah that he's giving, perhaps. And it's the maximum that I understand right now in these pasukim. So he said, I was going to say one more thing, one second. Okay, I don't know, I forgot my name. Okay, I don't remember. Okay, that's the Legabi the Dayanim, he says. Now, the Rahav, Rahav Re'echa, who neged Alaimdim, or probably they are Goyers over there, Hamalamdim, right? The Rahav Re'echa, the last two words in the Pasuk, are connected the people that are teaching Torah. E Efsher Lehinatzel Rak Bezesh Etira LeRahav Es Re'echa. The only way that you'll be able to be saved is if you see to it that you are going to be Rahev Esre'echa Kaloimer Legadloy. Rav is like a lashon of like making somebody very big. So you make him big. Shehi lamdin v'yochel lilmoid ba'atzmoy. If you are going to make him big, that he should become a lamdin, he should know how, you should teach your students how to learn so that they can learn on their own. That way you'll be saved. Because then they're not going to, if you bring them to that level, they can learn on their own, they're not going to make mistakes. Most mistakes take place where the people don't know how to learn, so they're just trusting what you're saying. They can't analyze it, they can't check it, they can't critique it, they can't see maybe they're misunderstanding. What's that? Well, it depends. I mean, if you're teaching him, he's being semich on you, so then maybe, I think over here, you just, because you know how to learn on your own, so you'll be able to understand more correctly what the Rebbe is saying. Because you can critique, you can analyze, you see, oh, that doesn't make sense. Maybe he was saying something else. And you'll understand on your own, oh, you know, you'll first understand the pshat, maybe you'll be able to be yashiv, okay, maybe he meant that. You know, or maybe you made a mistake, you go back to him and you say, you misunderstood it. So he says, Omasha, Stam, this is also important you say that. I've said this in other shiurim, it's not so much this kind of a shiur. But in other types of shiurim that I've given in the past, you might have remember me saying this, I've said that the ikar that I want from this shiur is not to give over yedius, but it's to give you over the kalim to be able to learn things up on your own. And that's really the ikar what Rebbeim should be doing. I don't know if it's always that. It's certainly not always that way. But that ikar, that a Rebbe can give over a lot of information and wow the Bachram away, or wow the kids away, or wow the even Avreichim away. Okay, it's nice, but that's not the ikar. The ikar is Rahav Re'echa, that you should get them, you should bring them weiter in their learning, that they can be able to learn on their own. And very often that's a different type of shir. Stam, it's a toiva. I very often in shiurim or more learning shiurim, and we have kashas, whatever, so I'll ask kasha, or bring kasha from the farshim, and I'll ask, so what do you say? Before giving the tarots. Because that helps, that trains, right? People can throw out ideas, and you can say, no, you can't say, you know, that helps when you involve the talmidim, and you build their thinking process, so you're actually helping your talmidim. That's Rahav Re'echa. So that's a chash of a zach. It's not to be taken for granted what the Gro is saying over here. Mashika, it's not just what the Gro is saying, it's what the Shlomo HaMelech is saying. Because the Gro is speaking, it's Shlomo HaMelech speaking through the Gro's mouth. Mashikasav, Eitzel, Hinotzel, Kibose Bekafre Echa, Sheshamu Neged Adayanim. So, when he wrote, Hinatzel, Kibose Bekafre Echa, that's Keneged Adayanim. V'omer Re'echa, Hainu Mipnei, Shesham medaber shemoitzi mimomen shaloi kadin va'az adayin reyo kamoyu. Ki'ikaron, essentially, you can't refer to a dayin as your friend. How could the kivos of a kafre echa, like I'm saying, the dayin is friends with the guy who he's passing for? It's not the usual expression, but because we're talking about a person that took out money shaloi kadin, So then the dayan became a reya. He's like him. He's like on the same footing in that sense. I guess kivasa biyada. He came kivasa biyada. He came into his hands. So I don't know, I'm just thinking now. So Lamaisa, it sounds like he's talking about how does somebody get saved when he made this mistake? So maybe that's the var. Maybe if somebody made a mistake, and maybe if a dayan made a wrong psak, he took out money. It's too late now. It's done, and he now wants to do tshuva. Maybe the vart is that he's got to sit on more cases. Maybe that's the tikkun, is that he should, you know, make his life a little bit more busy, take on more cases just to make sure that he paskins right. Huh? I know so much of it. Not, no, but in order to paskin correctly, it's like, you know. What's that? Right. So that you're. In other words, you messed up din. You were makalkel din. So now see to it that you're going to be mesakin din by having more dinei Torah, paskening more, and giving, you know, taking care of more people. Of course, Bez Hashem with the right psak this time. But maybe that's the part over here. That maybe that's the hinatzel. Is like in that way you've saved yourself maybe. Okay. So now the gross. Yeah. Right. Okay. So there's a hagah over here of Rav Menachem Mendel Mishkolov. Says umashe kosev lemalav v'chein kan etel loimdim re'echa v'etel adayonim zar. Right. So over here you have and over there. The first pasuk bnei imarav etel re'echa was referring to the loimdim, but over there we call the dayin or whatever the relationship between the dayin and the person who he's paskind on is zar, a stranger. So he explains, because ki lalamid ain't a mechuyv rak l'talmud hagun, because to a talmud you're only mechuyv to teach someone who's a talmud hagun. So in that sense he's a rea. Aval ladun, but to paskin afilu lezar tzarech lasas din, even to a stranger you have to din. You don't necessarily have any relationship with him or know him at all. You're mechuyv if he comes to for a din tar, you're mechuyv to paskin for him. So therefore, use Lashon of Zar. Over here, like the Gros said, it's switched by the Dayan to use Lashon Areya to basically show that, you know, he's, in a certain sense, moved down a level over here from being that Zar to being on a level of equality, because he's been lowered by the fact that he made a mistake in the Din. What's that? Rav Re'echa is by the loimdim, is the melamdim. So they're that's the regular lashon for loimdim, because you're only mechuyev to teach people that you know are talmidim hagunim. Yeah. So that's regular. So he doesn't have to explain that again over here. Okay. Now the grove here, the next pasuk, is an interesting thing. I'll give you a small hakdama. Before we read it, tiny, Rav Brevda Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Brevda Zatzal, in his famous svarim on Eifa Shlema in Ashir Shirim. So over there, this yesoy that we're going to see over here appears, and Rav Brevda collected, if I remember correctly, 8 places in the different ksavim of the Gra where this yesoy is found. And he adds that there's no makor, and the Gra doesn't bring a makor anywhere in Chazal, which is very unusual for the Gra. Everything the Gra brings is always Chazal, and that was like every single thing he brings, he backs up with a Chazal. So Rav Brevda, if you don't mind me saying, so kind of, he gives a very chassidish ha'ara. He says it's very unusual for the Gra to repeat himself on Yesod 8 times over, especially where there's no makar for it. So he said, Niril, the Einai, I don't remember, I didn't bring the Lashon, I didn't prepare beforehand, I'm sorry. But he's like, Niril Beinai, that this was a chiddush of the Gra that the Gra brought down to the Velt. Adkan, that's what he wrote. Maisa, I went over to him, I actually wrote it to him in a letter, and then I went over to him personally and spoke to him about it. I found this in a contemporary of the Gra who wrote it before the Gra, like was actually a little bit older than the Gra, I was nervous of his reaction to this. But there's a very, very beautiful sefer on Avos called Yein Levanoin, which was written by Ramaftali Hertz Wiesel. Ramaftali Hertz Wiesel, historically speaking, was a maskil. He was a frum. He was frum. He was from maskilim. He was the one that wrote the Bir on Vayikra with Moshe Mendelssohn. So he was like part of that, you know, that group. Now he was different than Moshe Mendelssohn, but nevertheless, he had a skama originally on the sefer from Neid Behuda. The Neid Behuda took it off eventually because he just said he wrote something which really got apparently Neid Behuda very upset. And it gets this interesting. So, anyways, I said to Rav Revdel Meis, I found this Yisoid, this exact same Yisoid of Naftali Hertz learned straight out of a Mishnah in Avos. Anyway, he didn't flip out Baruch Hashem when we spoke about Naftali Hertz. There's a lot of Gedolei Yisrael that bring it. We'll speak about it maybe after, but let's learn the few minutes that we have left here. Let's learn this Yisoid. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalet, Al Titein Sheino Leinecha, don't give sleep to your eyes. Usnuma l'afapecha. And again, snuma is another lesson of sleep. We'll see in the Gra what's the difference between shena and snuma. That's the Gra's forte, is being able to discern and tell us the difference between shemot nirdafim, words that really share the same meaning, but there's a slight nuance of difference. That's really his one of his many big expertise. So don't give your sleep to your afapechas, the eyelids. Says the Gaon, Al titen sheina leinecha, sheina hu istalkus makshavos, is the removal of thoughts. Behind kashen ishtakeh b'shina, that's when you sink into sleep. You sink into sleep, the thoughts stop. Utnuma hu mibachutz, whereas tnuma is a superficial or external, really, type of sleep. Kasher hu nim velo nim tir velo tir v'chu, like we find in Chazal, where the guy is dozing off, but if you call his name, he's still going to respond. So he's not in a full deep sleep. V'hainu shafa pavskurot, but nevertheless, his eyes, that's what defines, so to say, the tnuma can be picked up on. You can see his eyelids are closed. Okay, but he's not fully deep in sleep. His eyes, though, are closed. Aval emach shavto ne'adam mimenu, his thought is not completely missing from him. Dekari levani, because you call him and he'll answer. Vizela titen shenele, that's the Gemara. Vizel al titen shenele necha. That's what it means. Don't give sleep to your eyes. Bepnimius, bistalkus machshava. It means the insides, with the removal of machshava. Apparently, he's learning le'enech over here is a deeper type. It's not literally the eyes in the sense, but it's more like the re'iyas ha'ayin apnimi, which we find that I actually found the Yerushalmi once in Brachas, which says this, that enayim sometimes is referring to the inner eyes, meaning the thought, the eyes of the thoughts. Over here, the contrast makes it, right. Right here, the eyelids are on the outside and the eyes are in the inside. So the eyes are the physical counterpart of the pnimius, and the eyelids are the physical counterpart of the chitzenius. That's what you were trying to say, right? Yeah. The eyelids are closed. That's the learners, the people learning Torah and teaching Torah. They only have to be experts in din Torah. Shelo yorish leketin, that they shouldn't teach incorrectly. Aval ein tzrichim lius bekim b'inyanei olam. They don't have to be experts in the ways of the world. V'negda mal titen shena. So connect those people. It says, don't give sleep. Shu istalkos amoichev amachshavas shem apnimius. That's the removal of the brain power and the thoughts, which is the pnimius. Kolemish ye baki b'din Torah. Meaning, don't go to sleep. Be on the ball, meaning be a bucky in din Torah. Make sure you're an expert in Torah. Aval dayanim tzrichim lias bekim gam betivoy shel olam. Dayanim need a second condition. They need to also be experts in the nature of the world or the ways of the world. Bechdei shel yadin merume. So it's not going to end up being a faulty din, a tricked din. De'im lo yi a bucky b'inyanim, afshi a bucky b'din Torah leyetzad din emes lamita. If he's not going to be an expert in matters of the world, even though he's an expert in the Torah, the din is not going to come out emesdik. Kloima afapish yifsek emes, even though he's going to paskin emes. In other words, his understanding of what took place. Lefi, whatever comes out of the case, he's going to paskin correctly. Lo yelamita, it's not going to be true. Ki efshu din meruma, because it could be a deceitful din. In other words, the guy might be lying. He's covering something up. If you know manners of the world, you're able to dig better and get out and trip the guy up to reveal the truth of the case. What? Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. Therefore, the dying needs to be baki in both of them. A beautiful thing the Gra says, this is a pshat in the two different psukim we have in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Shoftim. What's the chachamim and what's the pikchim? It's not the same thing. Hainu chacham bin yani Torah, or pikech bin yani olam. Chacham means he's a chacham in yanim of Torah, he knows Torah good. And the pikech is he's a smart guy, he's on the ball, he knows, he understands the matters of the world. Bezesham chazal, and this is what chazal say, in bar lecha adover kaboyker imreu, in bar adover kachoysay imreu. If the matter is clear to you like the morning, then say it. If the matter is clear to you like this, his sister, you should say it. Chmashi kosafti bepeirush al Yeshaya be'arucha. So, v'zeh shekosav, I don't have to look at what he says over there.
When I should be saying the boiker is in Yonah Oilam, achos v'shesurah, the brewer is in Yonah, he's retired. Boiker is a brewer is in Yonah.
Yeah, it could be. It seems certainly that it's the two clauses, which one is connected, which it could be. You say, you're saying boiker is connected to in Yonah Oilam, and achos, it could be. Well, we have to take a look over there. Right. Imili Achoisiat, the Gemara Darshan's on Behirus and Torah, my sister. So, Enochanami, very nice, right? Vizeshe Kosev, Utnumo, so what he says, Tnumo, Shu Nimbele Nim, Vainim Bibachutz, that's from the outside, Afilo Titin Lafapecha, even that don't give to your eyelids, She Tnumo Vafapachim Skurim, that's right, that's the. The closed eyelids is the tsunum of Hainu Binyane Oilam. That's referring to Inyane Oilam, matters of the world. Shtirish the Ibaki, you gotta see to it that you're an expert in that also. And then it will be possible that din is gonna come out, Emes Lamita.
What's this on
the goin? Huh?
So the
Chiddush of the goin is that you need two things to be a dain. That you also need to be a baki Binyane Oilam. That's the Chiddush here. That's what Rebbe Avda went was very excited about in that safe. Okay. Huh? Chiddush? Yeah. You could have a very tmimis dick guy who doesn't understand things. He shouldn't really be sitting. I once, there's a certain base in, doesn't matter where, somewhere. And I heard that the famous Talmud Chacham is on that base. But I never knew. This was years ago. I said, like, yeah, he's in Chai Shemish, but also I thought he's just like an Archaim, you're a day. I didn't know like he has Chai Shemish. He said, oh, Taka, he doesn't really know Chai Shemish, but so good like that. But he's a very, very big Pikeach. So he's very good to have on the base then, because he knows how to open things up. So, okay, it's the problem also. I hope he knows at least basic Chai Shemish, because you need to be both three Dayanim. But Lamaisa, they were apparently aware that you needed to have a Pikeach on the base then. Hopefully, I agree, but. All right. Good.